Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 17th of April, recording at 9:19 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly a little bit lower, although that said, the Philippines, which has been so steady among the ASEAN sector, hit a new all-time high here today. And India was a little bit firmer on a 50 basis point rate cut. Europe, a good steady performance here today. The Spanish bond yields backed off, and Spain had an additional auction, which went reasonably well. So that, say, those yields are back under 6%. We saw a strong rebound, as I say. The percentage gains here, well, they range from the best one here, looks to be Italy, up 3.68%. And UK up 1.78, but most of them are over 2%, including both over 2.5%, including DAX and CAC. That's the German and French indices, of course. Now, in the Americas, we also had a solid performance. 1.5% or more for the US indices, including the NASDAQ as a strong performer. And Apple more than regained yesterday's losses. More on that in a moment. Long-dated government bond prices, they weakened, as you might expect, against this background. The dollar looks pretty much changed, or where it is changed, it's a very, very slight, activity, as the dollar index itself is unchanged. And precious metals, well, somewhat firmer in terms of lows that we had seen earlier today. For instance, gold got down to 1634 before coming back to 1650, and it's trading just above that level right now. Silver up nearly 32 cents to 31.69. Palladium, good day here, up 12, 663, and platinum, 1585. And what else to mention? Crude oil, because we've had some respite in crude oil recently, a little bit firmer in the WTI, 104.23. I don't think that matters too much here. I'm more encouraged by the Brent, which is down to about 118 and a quarter when I last looked. Industrial metals and agricultural commodities mostly a bit mixed. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, first, in terms of stock markets, I've been saying daily now for a while that we're in a consolidation phase following those phenomenal gains that we saw off the September, early October lows, and particularly during the first 3 months of this year. During this reaction corrective phase, Europe has once again demonstrated that it is the underbelly in terms of global fears and concerns, and that's hardly surprising. It was a little steadier in here today. We saw the bond yields come down in Spain. We saw the banks index, crucial indicator, find a little bit of support back near the 2009 lows, and also the 2011 lows, gave a small upward dynamic. it looks oversold overall. Wall Street produced some mixed economic data, but the and earnings. Let's see what Goldman Sachs was lower, but the tech companies were a bit better, and that helped to fuel, as I say, the strong buying in Apple. Now, Apple had fallen 5 days in a row, and the biggest decline was yesterday, and it's all, more than offset that here today in rallying. I think it was $29. Now, it's early days yet in this pause following the loss of upside momentum, but the strength of that rebound suggests that there's a reasonable chance that sideways ranging will form a significant part of Apple's mean reversion, which I expect to take place over the next few weeks and possibly months. That's mean reversion towards the rising 200-day moving average, because it had become quite overextended. Just to put this in perspective, though, Fuller Money loves Apple. There's been enough bullish comments on it until it started to accelerate up and away from its MA, and then we started to issue the warnings. We did feel that the per share was priced for perfection, and the point about a reaction is, or before a reaction, everybody who is in the share is talking about all the good news and hoping to extrapolate the trend or to see the trend extrapolated. But once it starts to lose momentum, then some of those doubts or concerns that have been kept beneath the surface begin to emerge, such as tax investigations by governments, and whether or not the phone companies will be discounting the iPhone as much as in the past. I mean, I've seen both those aired, and you probably have too. None of that means that Apple is anything other than a wonder company with fantastic products, but mean reversion is as close to a natural law as you get in financial markets, and that process is underway. But I say, as I've said, it could be and could include and should include a fair amount of ranging, which is obviously preferable to a precipitous drop. Okay, what else to mention here? I can say the same thing actually about stock markets generally. The Philippines hitting that new high. Again, it's still early days on this overall corrective phase, although we're three weeks into it, nearly. But a rotational correction. If Europe doesn't get out of hand, and I don't think it will, my view overall on Europe is that it isn't going to terrify people to anywhere near the extent that it did last year, and because we've seen this Latro program of loans, and the ECB, led by Mario Draghi, a very clever guy, having embarked on this path, he's not going to turn back any more than Bernanke's not going to turn back. So he'll keep churning out the money as long as he needs to, while hoping for some creative action on the part of the politicians in terms of pushing along the process of fiscal union. He'd love to see, I'm sure, some creative ideas regarding growth, because austerity and growth are strange bedfellows. Okay. Again, government bonds taking their cue from the stock market in the short term. They're a little overbought, these bond prices. So that means yields are a little bit low. I think they might well push up a bit here, but central banks are really still controlling this this game and can do so for a while longer. But I wouldn't be surprised to see bond prices come down a bit. Now, precious metals. So while you're watching this, I try to keep my eye off the screen here, but you know, these things are really being churned around, not in the biggest of ranges, but you know, getting these sort of 40, 50-cent gyrations in silver several times a day. Now, that's either controlled by manic depressive traders, which I don't believe for a minute, although it's not that there aren't manic depressive traders out there, plenty of them, I'm sure, but it has all the hallmarks of the HFT, the high frequency trading activity, just triggering stops, and you know, 1 minute it looks strong, next minute it's weak, and then back and forth and back and forth. But overall, given all the monetary excesses, this is a price around the 615 area, where 1650 area for gold, where I'd be looking for support building. So I'm kind of thinking that's probably what it is. Now, I've mentioned that we could get months more of the overall ranging activity, but we ought to be entering or close to entering the second half of that process, which is a support building phase. The first half of it is the distribution phase when people are getting out. The second half is the support building phase when they're starting to come back in again. And we know it's a support building phase when, after a while, we see a clear progression of higher reaction lows. And I'm hoping that this first higher reaction low is sort of in this 640 to 650. 50 region. We will see. But overall, I do think circa 2013, if not a bit sooner, we will be seeing gold resuming its overall secular upward trend. Crude oil, let's say this is, well, I will say this is good news, this softening that we've had in the price overall. All the forecasts that Iran was about to be bombed have, well, those forecasters at any rate have quieted down a little bit. And my guess all along is that it wasn't going to happen, at least this side of a presidential election and change in the White House. Okay. And currencies, I think I mentioned that the dollar was largely unchanged. That's pretty much it. So, on that note, all the best. Interesting day, though.